The meaning of life lies in serving the truth. Life is meaningless and empty until you know why you live. When I was 6 years old, I wondered, why do we live? Many people around the world are tormented by this question, but not everyone is destined to know the answer. My mother searched through many books and found this answer. We must live because we are already living. As a small child, I could not understand why I existed. What awaited me? Was my fate really the same as billions of other people? When I was in fifth grade, a relative came to live in our rural settlement. She was someone who strove for self-improvement despite difficulties. She had completed a course on healthy living and yoga, and my entire family of five began to actively learn how to lead a healthy lifestyle, practicing yoga and pranayama. Divine power guided our family and relatives on the path of development. My relative didn't stop there. Soon, everyone began practicing fasting, dosing with cold water, and running in the snow. By perfecting our bodies, we rid ourselves of illnesses. At school, they were surprised that I stopped missing classes due to sickness. We became more active and energetic. We fasted for 7 days, then 10 days, and dosed ourselves with cold water. Yet, the question continued to torment us. We knew that there could be no happiness without a teacher, without a spiritual master. One day, my relative was traveling by train, and by fate, met a yogi. He told her how she could find a master, the only enlightened one, the great master who would show the way to save our planet. In the future, we would learn who this great spiritual master was. My relative made a decision. As her heart yearned for the beloved master, she decided to go through a 40-day fast. Few people would dare such a heroic act. She didn't lie on soft bed during this time, but went to work. Everywhere, people pitied her, saying, "Don't you have anything else to do? Don't torture yourself, eat something." But she persisted until the end. On the 40th day, she almost lost hope and collapsed in despair on her work desk. Suddenly, enlightenment came to her, and she saw a magazine on the table with the address of our school. This was no coincidence. It was a sign from the higher powers. They had never left her for a moment. They were there, shielding her from all astral attacks. My relative visited an echo settlement and went through a special initiation to become a servant of humanity. With the master's blessing, she created a circle of female power. In the circle of female power, women pray for the salvation of the entire earth, creating a field of love. She leads people to the truth. She is a powerful conductor of the divine power of the great master. We all actively, with pure hearts, dedicate our souls to the truth. People come to my 80-year-old grandfather for advice. No one better than him knows how to cure illnesses. He knows better than anyone how to cleanse the kidneys, liver, and stomach. Despite his age, he's the best in our city at yoga, urine therapy, folk medicine, strengthening the body, training exposure to cold water, fasting, and so on. From childhood, my grandfather was protected by a guardian angel. Even when he fought on the Eastern Front, he had a dream predicting his fate. He would not die in the war, but would pass away when there was peace and tranquility in the country. Even when he was in captivity, he never lost the feeling that the higher power was always with him and guiding him. He escaped from captivity and vowed to find the one who helped him survive such unbearable conditions, who helped him escape. Life goes on, and age takes its toll. Grandfather became very ill. The doctor prescribed a bunch of pills without any guarantee of recovery. All the relatives gathered to see and talk to him one last time. But how can you say goodbye to life without fulfilling your mission on Earth? At the most critical moment, my relative appeared, and together we began to pull Grandfather from the clutches of death. It started small, but led to great results. Yes, acquaintances don't recognize my grandfather. From a sick, decrepit old man, he turned into someone with the body of a 30-year-old man. Grandfather doused himself in the cold, ran in the snow, practiced yoga, meditated, and so on. Amazing things began to happen to him. His hair turned black again. He can amaze everyone with his abilities. He easily does a handstand and can hold it for about 30 minutes or sit in a lotus position at 80 years old. Every day he meditates, douses himself, practices yoga, follows a particular diet, and so on. One day, Grandfather visited work. No one expected to see him alive, but here he came, and in front of everyone, with a smile on his face, he took off his hat and stood on his head right there. Wow, how does he do it? Grandfather is always connected to a spiritual master on the subtle level. Our home is open to everyone for help and support. For the great master is always with us. Now, I am in sacred places. I had never experienced true happiness before, but only here did I feel true bliss, being close to the Master, learning wisdom. Yes, here I found the answer to the question that tormented me, only here and nowhere else. Life is not given just to be born, go through nursery, kindergarten, school, university, get married, have children, retire, raise grandchildren, and die. Only the great enlightened master can help us get rid of our foolish desires and habits. Look back and see what your life was like and how it is changing now that you have taken the true path of knowledge, the great truth that the great master bestows upon you. Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.